At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Okay, no pool, no barbecue, none of that stuff, huh? All right. Hope the power stays on. Thank you, and I appreciate it. Have a happy rest of your Memorial Day. Chef Kevin Belton, chef at WWL Louisiana, joins us now on the live line. Morning, Chef Kev.
Morning. I hope Ian can come over.
Is that an invitation? Him to clean out your closet, not join you for Memorial Day's food or anything.
Hey, we could call it Memorial Day celebration decluttering.
Sounds good to me. I saw you got to get out to Greek Fest. Unfortunately, the power outage kind of put a damper on the end of Greek Fest yesterday evening, but hopefully everyone got a fill of their baklava and their lamb and everything else before the electricity went out and they had to pretty much shut things down out there. That having been said, here we are, Memorial Day. A lot of people, other than Ian, will be looking to throw something on the grill, barbecue something, boil something, do something to enjoy some food today. What you got on your plans?
I'm laying low, but I got some grilling ideas. Plus, here's the thing, too, you know, with that power outage yesterday, every once in a while this happens at Greek Fest where they have leftover goods. And people should look at their website and keep an eye out because often they'll put things up for sale after Fest is over. Because I've gone and bought the gyro meat and different things after the Fest is over. So they'll have leftovers. They'll have stuff left that they didn't use that they'll sell to the public. You know?
All right. So we have that to look forward to. I decided, and it was kind of last minute, that, yeah, I just felt very much like grilling today.
Okay.
You know, and so I sent a group text out to the fam, and my daughter wants hamburgers and hot dogs. I'm going to put some sausage on there as well. I don't want to do anything elaborate, but I just wanted to throw something on the grill today. I think we're going to end up eating inside because it's so darn hot. Outside, but I'll go outside to grill it up and get it ready. Any tips for those people who do want to throw something on the grill today?
Well, the first thing is, you know, it's all about the equipment. Take care of that grill. You got to clean those grates really good. Once you get those grates clean, go ahead and lightly oil them and let that grill heat up. It's, you know, the grill should heat up for at least 15 minutes before you put anything on it. Because the idea is with the grates being really, really clean and then lightly oiling them where you don't have oil dripping down to cause a flash of flame. But when that grill is hot, the grill itself will help me. Oh,
I'm waiting for you to finish because I wanted to ask you, how do you get those char lines in your meat if you clean all the grill off?
that's why, because the grate itself, it actually kind of, that metal heats up and it seals itself so it doesn't get porous. So you go ahead, clean it, lightly oil it, let it get really hot, And when you put that meat on it, say you put that burger on it, if you put that chicken down, don't touch it, and it'll create that crust, and it'll put those great grill marks on there. But you got to let the grill heat up for at least 15 minutes. Plus, you want different heating areas. You know, you don't want everything on high, especially if you're going to, like, you're doing burgers and dogs and sausages and things like that. You could do that over direct heat to where the grill's hot. You put those burgers down. You can always take your tongs and kind of pick up, look at the corner of it to make sure it's not getting singed too much. But basically, if you're going to do chicken or things like this, go ahead and make sure you pat that chicken dry. Anything you want on a grill, you want it to go on dry, because that's how you make those grill marks with that grill hot. If something is damp and you put on a grill, basically you're going to steam it. And you don't want a steamed piece of chicken or a steamed burger. You want that, like you said, those grill marks on it really good. But if you're going to chicken or something like that, put your coals to one side. If you're using charcoals, put most of the coals to one side, because with that lid closed, you're creating like an oven. And you can mark that chicken over the high heat to get it marked, and then move it over to the cooler side, close the lid, and the heat from that hot side will cook the chicken, but not dry it out and overcook it and burn the outside while the inside is still raw. That makes sense.
I think veteran grillers know that you cannot have evenly dispersed coals, or if you're using a gas grill, you don't turn on all of the burners on high, because you do want different heat regions on your cooking surface, because one, you have different foods which require different levels of heat, and two, like you said, if you leave the meat over that same hot area the whole time, you're not cooking it through before it starts burning on the outside. So you need that other side where it can just be essentially baking.
Yeah. I mean, that's what a grill is. It's like an oven, you know, and plus, by closing the lid, you're getting that smoky charcoal flavor gets actually into penetrate the meat. It's like almost trying to cook with your oven door open. You know, so once you get your stuff on the grill, put that lid down. It holds in the heat, because you're getting the heat on the top as well as from underneath. And then you get that smoky flavor penetrating inside of it.
Barbecue sauce. What are your feelings on how much to use, when to put it on, and how to handle the best barbecue sauce technique to get the best results?
2 minutes. Last 2 minutes. Because, you know, if you ever had, so I had a cousin used to love to grill, and it tasted so great, but it was always really dark and singed, and he would put the sauce on too early. And basically, you want to put your sauce on basically just the last couple minutes before you want to take everything off, because there's so much heat and there's sugar in that sauce that sugar caramelizes, and that's what'll burn if you put that sauce on and you start basting too early with sauce. So basically, you only need to put your sauce on the last 2 or 3 minutes before you take it off. And that's enough time with that heat to seal it on, to get that sugar going, heat up that sugar in it to where it sticks to it, and it'll caramelize a little bit, but not burn it.
Yeah, the last thing you want is sugar or molasses getting really hot and then getting either hard or turning black or really ruining the entire flavor of the barbecue sauce. I think a lot of novice grillers make that mistake. They think you slather in barbecue sauce before you even put it on the grill, and then by the time it's done, you have this gooey, crusty, not necessarily great tasting outside.
Yeah. That's because those sugars will burn in it, you know. And something I like to do lately is I'll make honey mustard. I'll take a little Creole mustard with a little honey and use that as a glaze just in the last couple of minutes to put on.
So no barbecue sauce at all, just a little honey mustard on the outside of the meat.
You know, I just go, you know, you get in these different phases, you know, where sometimes I'll do barbecue sauce, but lately I've been being a little Creole mustard with a little honey. And make the honey mustard glaze just for a change of pace.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Now you've got me thinking about ways we can mix it up. I'm curious what our listeners think. 504-260-1870. If you have any tips or suggestions for folks who are barbecuing or grilling today for Memorial Day, or if you have any questions for Chef Kev, text them in right now, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. I have shared over the years several times my burger recipe, which I love, my family really enjoys. I take 1 pound of ground beef. And for every pound of ground beef we're making, I mix in 1 packet of onion soup mix, the dry onion soup mix, and then Tony's after that, mix it up, and those are the way the burgers go right on the grill. And I love the flavor so much, I don't even like to put a whole lot of cheese or condiments or anything else on it, because I love to taste the flavor of the burgers themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, because, you know, it's basically you're flavoring the inside of the meat. So you've got that flavor all the way throughout. And, you know, and like you said, if you do too much sauce and cheese and all, you kind of cover things up as opposed to everything complementing each other.
Yeah.
Man, that is so good. Do you heat up your buns too?
I do heat up my buns. It's a little personal, but yes, I do. No, yeah, no, I do. I like to take the buns and throw them on, you know, just toast them just a little bit. Not to where they're, you know, really hard or burnt or anything, but yeah, just to give them little bit of crunch. And that's easier to hold everything in together, too, so it doesn't get, you know, soggy and fall apart.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, you got me wanting burgers now.
Well, it's not too late. In fact, I haven't even gone shopping yet. In about 40 minutes, when I get off the radio, I'm going to grab everything and get it ready. Let's talk burgers. How do you like your burgers, and what do you like to grill with your burgers?
I usually do. I like my burgers kind of medium. One time I took Gruyere cheese and mixed into the meat. I salted the meat really good, and then I mixed Gruyere cheese in it. And I had to kind of watch them, especially on the grill, where I got them over the direct heat, but then I kind of moved them off to the side a little bit so that cheese that just happened to be on the outside wouldn't burn too bad. But that was a little something different. The other thing I like to do is I'll take red onions and slice them kind of thick slices and load those babies on the grill to kind of have some grilled onions on them.
And going with the red or the red onions rather than the yellow onions or the white onions.
Yeah, yeah. Just for a little change of pace.
Yeah, why not? You know, it is interesting. I mean, I find if I have a bad burger, that's when I want some really nice sharp cheddar cheese on top of it. I want lettuce, tomato, pickles, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, everything else, because there is a benefit to having all of that on top of your burger. And I think people love the flavors of all of that mixed together. But I like, and it's more of a recent thing for me, that I really want to taste that burger itself.
Yeah, I love to keep the lettuce and tomatoes really cold, because I love the hot of the burger with the cold of the lettuce and the tomato. That's like you said, it's all about balance, because you don't want your buns too big of a bun compared to the meat. It's all about the ratios, having those ratios to where you can taste the meat, but the bread is just enough bread and just enough lettuce and enough tomato, not to overpower, but to complement everything.
Yeah, you know, I find that people want to give us these big brioche buns or these massive pieces of bread on top and bottom, and I end up shedding one, either the top or the bottom of it, and taking to a knife and fork to eat it, because I didn't want to eat a big piece of bread. I want to eat a burger.
Yeah, it misses it. You lose that flavor in there. But I would go ahead and maybe put a little butter on your buns when you put them on the grill. I also do that with hot dog buns, too. Butter a little hot dog buns and throw those out there just for a little bit. But the other thing I've done lately is taken fruit and grilled fruit.
Grilled fruit. I've done vegetables a lot. But other than, I guess, pineapple when we're making kebabs, I haven't put a lot of fruit on the grill. What fruit are you grilling?
You want something that's... You can take any fruit, but you want it especially if it's not quite totally ripe yet, because that heat doesn't do. I mean, that heat, it doesn't have to be on the grill long. We're only talking about 30 seconds on each side. But I've taken a pineapple, cut the bottom off, trimmed down the sides, left the leaves intact on the top.
Oh yeah,
and throw that whole thing on for a handle, and just. I brush it with a tiny bit of olive oil and just put it on the grill, turn it to all four sides, and get those nice grill marks, and then you could take a knife and cut that exterior off of that, you know, that core in the center will be really hard and chewy and fibrous. But I've done that. I've done watermelon. We'll get watermelon and cut it in a nice thick wedge and just tiny bit of olive oil and just hit it on the grill for 30 seconds, flip it over another 30 seconds. But I do clean the grates if I'm doing, if I've done meat on the grill first. I clean those grates really good and re-oil them if I do fruit.
Watermelon. Grilled yeah. watermelon. What does that taste like?
Oh, man. I tell you what, the heat brings out the sugars in any of the fruits. And it's just, you know that grill flavor, how we were talking about those grill marks give that nice toasted taste on a burger and a bun and all? Mm-hmm. Same thing with the watermelon, except it's sweet, but you get that little charred kind of, you get that little charred kind of savory with that sweet.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But it brings out the sugar. I'm
down with it. I'll try that. I'm
balsamic vinegar on top of it. Mm-hmm. And maybe a sprinkle of feta cheese. Oh, man. And just put that in a low bowl and eat it. Yeah.
Someone just texted us. Smaller
fruit you can put on a skewer. I'm sorry.
No, yeah. I love kebabs, and we sometimes put fruit on that. But, yeah, you're saying just have an entire skewer of fruit. Other than pineapple, what would you put on that skewer?
Grapes. Apples. I like to take apples and just take the apples and almost cut out the core, cut them in rings, and you could just grill apple rings or you know, slice the apple kind of thin on two sides, and then you got the one side. If you slice it coming in from the outsides in, slice it thin to make like wedges, then you could put that whole core on the grill. But then, yeah, just 30 seconds and leave the skin on. Or if you're doing peaches, take the pit out of the middle of the peaches or plums and just toss those on the grill. But make sure they're nice and firm. You know, you don't want them overripe. You want them underripened a little bit. And that
one person
will
just
finish
ripening. One person just texted, said, I grill fruit all the time, love it. Somebody else says, are we saying to put pineapple on your burger? Yeah, grill the pineapple, grill the burger, eat it together. Why not? We're talking with Chef Kev. More of your texts coming up when we come back from this break. One person's just texting in. They want some tips on frying redfish fillets today. So we'll ask Chef Kev the best method for frying redfish fillets when we come back on this Memorial Day 2025. We're talking with Chef Kev, Chef Kevin Belton from WWL-TV on this Memorial Day, a day so many of us want to get outside and prepare some food on the grill, on the barbecue, maybe boiling something. And so he's here to share some tips, some ideas, and to answer your questions. One person texts us and says, Kevin, I am frying redfish fillets today. I want them crunchy. Can I dip them twice or in a cornmeal and then in fish fry? Or do I have to fish fry first, then cornmeal? Or do you have another method? Thanks, Mark. Let's help Mark out. How can he get some crispy redfish fillets, Chef Kev?
I would do a little flour first, then is wet, then go in the cornmeal. Or just use the fish fry. I would mix the fish fry with a little cornmeal if he wants a little extra crunch. Okay, and that'll give him a nice batter. The other thing is, Mark, if you do a little milk with a little yellow mustard in it, that gives it a nice little tang. It gives it a nice little underlaying flavor in the fish when you fry it. And a lot of times with the redfish fillets, you might have the top of the body might be really thick. And as you get halfway down that fillet, it thins out. I might go ahead and cut them in half because that way those thicker sections will take a little longer to cook than the smaller, than the tail sections when you get closer to that tail because it'll be a little thinner.
All right. One person texts us, says, fry catfish, you grill redfish, exclamation point. Hey, to each their own. Somebody else says, I like to use buttermilk in my batter. What do you think, Chef Kev?
No, buttermilk is great. And if you don't happen to have buttermilk, if you take regular milk, take a cup of regular milk, squeeze in a tablespoon of lemon juice into it, and just let it sit for a couple of minutes, you can make your own buttermilk. Because that lemon juice, and if you don't have lemons, you can use vinegar, but to me it just tastes so much better with the lemon juice in it. Matter of fact, when I make biscuits, I make buttermilk, but I'll make homemade buttermilk. Just for a cup of milk, you want a tablespoon or two of lemon juice.
No butter.
No butter.
Okay, well, I'm just asking. It's called buttermilk. But yeah. You say to thicken up the milk, the lemon juice will do that for you, huh?
Yeah, the lemon juice, it doesn't curdle it, but it gives it that tang. It turns it's not sours it, but it works.
All right. One person texts us.
Run into the store.
Yeah, okay, I like it. And one person says, getting ready to pull a 17-pound brisket off the grill after 16 hours. Looking forward to that. If someone wants to grill a brisket, any tips you've got for them?
That is, yeah, they should have started yesterday. You know,
oh, no, apparently they've had it on there for 16 hours already. So.
Yeah, no, actually, the only thing they need is let that baby rest. Anytime you do meat on a grill, you want to let it rest at least 10 or 15 minutes before you slice it. Basically, it gives times for the juices to settle back down. You know, like when you cook a steak, it always rests first. Same thing when you pull meat off of a grill. You want that baby to rest. So hopefully they have some wrapping paper, some parchment paper they could wrap that baby up in, or butcher paper is even better. Wrap that brisket up in butcher paper and just let it sit and rest for a while. And then I'll slice it. Oh, I'm sure after 16 hours, that baby's like butter.
When you say rest for a while, how long do you got to wait with it wrapped up in that butcher paper?
With the briskets, I mean, I've seen briskets pulled off, thrown into an ice chest, and let it rest for like an hour before they actually start cutting it.
Really? And just at room temperature, as long as it's wrapped up, it's good to go?
Yeah, what they'll do is they'll throw it in an ice chest to keep it warm.
Oh, okay. All right, so take it off the grill, wrap it in the butcher paper, put it in the ice chest, the empty ice chest.
Put it in the empty ice chest, or you can just throw it in just the oven, turn your oven on just to take the chill off of it, and just set it in there in a pan and let it rest.
All right, somebody else texts in, I need a marinade tip. Making some chicken, and I want to marinate it, so talk marinades for us.
A good basic marinade would be a little olive oil, maybe lemon or orange juice to get some citrus in there with some fresh herbs. You know, if you have some sprigs of thyme or rosemary, throw that in that and put your chicken down in a Ziploc bag and just throw that in the refrigerator and let it marinate in that. The other thing is, if you don't have any of those fresh ingredients, if you have some as simple as Italian dressing, throw your chicken in Italian dressing, put it in a Ziploc, and just throw it in the refrigerator. And just go ahead and make sure you – I'm sorry?
How long you let it marinate before you start cooking it?
It needs at least 30 minutes. The longer, the better. But usually when you're marinating, you need at least 30 minutes, yeah.
All right, let those flavors infuse in there. But 30 minutes is long enough to get at least a little of the marinade effect. If you can do it for a few hours, that's even better.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But like olive oil, some lemon juice, you can throw in some fresh garlic in that with some rosemary, a little salt and pepper. Shake that baby up, put that chicken down in there and let it go, and or some pork chops in that and let that go in the refrigerator. And then take that out and throw it on the grill. Ooh, like we said, mark it on the hot side for a couple of minutes and then move it over to that cooler side of the grill and put the lid down and let it cook. That way that chicken will cook all the way through.
You talked earlier about wanting your chicken to be dry when you put it on the grill, but if you've got it in a marinade, then it really that's not really an option, is it?
No, it's not. No, because, just make sure you shake any excess off, because that oil, you don't want to put that excess oil and everything dripping on that. I would actually go ahead, put the chicken, take it out of that marinade, put it in a colander, or set it on like a wire rack that we bake with once something comes out of the oven. Put a foil line, a pan, put a wire rack on top of it and let the chicken sit on that. That way that excess drips off. So when you put it on the grill, it's not going to flame. That excess oil is not going to flame on you because it's dripping down into the coals.
There's some marinade tips for that listener. Somebody else wants to know, I want fall off the bone meat on my ribs. How do I get my ribs just right?
Oh, man. You see, I've stopped doing ribs on the grill. I do them in the oven, and I usually do them overnight or just at 225 for at least 7 or 8 hours, and you can go in and pull the bones off. It's that low end patience where go ahead and if they're doing them on the grill, go ahead and get them marked, season them up. I'd salt them or use whatever season you want on them. Get them marked on the grill on that hot side, then slide that baby over to that cooler part of the grill, put the lid down, and just let them go. All right, just be patient with them and let them go, and periodically take a knife and check it. You know, cut the end one and see how it comes off.
You know, but one
just
trick.
Be patient with it.
One trick I've used over the years is, like you, I like to make my ribs in the oven, and I like to put them in a nice, flavorful, maybe applesauce.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Or some other kind of liquid and let them simmer real slow and easy in the oven. But then, right before we're ready to eat, I take them out, I put them on the grill, and I get those sear marks on the ribs and just a little bit of that grill flavor so that they've got just a little crunch on the outside, but they're still fall off the bone soft on the inside.
Yeah, yeah. That's what my mom used to do. I that's where I learned that from. But a lot of times, I don't even put them on the grill. But I'll take a Magnolite pan, I'll season the ribs, cut, you know, score the back side of the bone so that skin on that backside doesn't cause them to shrink up. And I'll cut a couple of onions in half. I'll cut a couple of apples in half, put that in the bottom of that Magnolite, and just lay the ribs seasoned really good on top of those onions and apples and just let them go in the oven overnight.
Somebody else says, I coat pork with baking soda for about 1 hour, rinse it real well, and then put a rub on the outside. What do you think, Chef Kev?
Wow, I've never tried that.
I'm not sure what the baking soda does.
The baking soda will act, I'm sure it acts like a tenderizer for the most part. You know, when you think about baking soda and baking powder, you know, one activates with heat and one activates with moisture. But to use it on meats, I'm guessing it acts like almost like a tenderizer.
Okay. We're talking with Chef Kev. We're getting some grilling and cooking tips on this Memorial Day, a day when so many of us want to throw something on the grill or cook something outside. I guess it's just because it's a day off and because it's kind of the kickoff to summer that people view today as a day to do that, to grill outside, to have a big bunch of people come on over and enjoy the food. Someone wants to know about desserts. All right, we'll get Chef Kev's dessert ideas. When we come back, we're going to take a break. And we'll resume conversating with Chef Kev about grilling and cooking and maybe some great dessert ideas for Memorial Day coming up after this. And somebody else says, gas or charcoal? Oh, the age-old question, convenience versus patience, and what about the flavor? So we'll have that debate, gas or charcoal as well, and talk desserts with Chef Kev after this on your Memorial Day 2025. Mark texted back and said, please thank Chef Kev for his expertise. Thank you, Chef Kev. Somebody else says, what temperature do you cook those ribs in the oven at and for how long?
Normally, I just do about 225, 250, but I put them in for like 7 or 8 hours.
You have to have lots of patience for that, huh?
Well, you know what I do is I put them in before I go to bed.
Ah,
you know, like sometimes when my son will be going to Florida, he lives in Lafayette. When he's on his way to Florida, he'll let me know. And I'll throw some ribs in before I go to bed, maybe 10 o'clock at night. I'll put them in the oven, yank them out at 7 o'clock, wrap them up really good in foil. I have an ice chest that he can plug in to his into the car to keep him warm. So by the time he gets down to Gulf Shores to his place down there, their lunch is ready, and they're warm.
That's a good dad right there. All right. Somebody else says, that's a pass for me. I hate mushy ribs. They don't come out mushy if you do them right. They're still, they have some, you know, some firm to them. But that's why I throw them on the grill after I take them out of the oven to give them a little crunch on the outside.
Yeah. It's everybody has their own taste, you know. And you get them to where, you know, these are to the point where they're tender. And I'll pull the bones out just to make it easier, because I'll take that rib meat and put it on a sandwich, or I'll shred that meat and put it on a baked potato, or put the rib meat on salads before.
Yeah, I'm fine with that with the leftovers, but something about eating ribs, I want to have my hands covered in it
on
when
that
I
bone
eat them.
And in that sauce.
Yeah, and I want to gnaw on that bone, and yeah, that's just part of the whole experience for me. The person who said that they coat their chicken in baking soda texted back and said, yes, it makes it very, very tender. Somebody else texted in and said they marinate their meat in mustard and wanted to know your thoughts on that. They think it comes out great. You ever marinated in mustard?
Yeah. Mustard. Let me tell you what. Mustard is probably one of the least used things, but is a great marinade. Matter of fact, this year, one of the guys at French Quarter Fest, he does salmon bites. And basically, he only does it with his salmon. He takes the salmon and cubes it, rubs in a little mustard, then in a fish fry, and then fries it up. And it's just a great flavor. Yeah, but to use mustard as a marinade on meats, like on briskets or steaks or whatever, yeah, it makes a great marinade.
All right, let's have the discussion. Someone texted in, gas or charcoal, with 8 question marks. Personally, I would love to use charcoal all the time. I love the flavor of it, but there's the whole preparation. You've got to light the charcoal, and it's literally an hour before you can put anything on the grill after your charcoal is lit and finally gets just to that nice gray, reddish glow. And too many people put it on beforehand, and then it either tastes like charcoal or it tastes like lighter fluid. But if you've got the time to do that, and then, like you said earlier, you have to do half of the grill stacked with charcoal and half of the grill with little or no charcoal, oftentimes I'm cooking so much I would need 2 or 3 grills to make it really work for me.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing is, if we have a lot of people over, make it easy, okay? A grill taste is only going to be on the exterior. It can't penetrate like you're smoking. So if you have a lot of folks coming over, go ahead, get that chicken or get those things started on the grill. Now you've got those great marks. It's got that great flavor. And go ahead and finish it in the oven. No, I was talking about
on the charcoal grill. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Grill.
Okay.
Yeah. Even with that charcoal grill, if you have a lot of folks coming over, like you said, you need 2 or 3 grills to do it. Start it on the grill, but then finish it inside in the oven.
Okay, so maybe big metal pans.
Grill flavor.
Take them off the grill, put them in the oven, finish cooking them there, and then you get the grill flavor and you get the quantity. I do have a gas grill and I have a charcoal grill, and I do tend to use the gas grill more, but you can still make great food on a gas grill.
Yeah.
But
you know,
can
the
also...
other thing is, I'm sorry, for Father's Day, have somebody get you a pellet box. That way you can buy a metal box that you could fill it with wood chips or wood pellets. Put that on your gas grill, and just like we were talking about the charcoal grill, have one side hot and one side cooler, not all the way up high, have it lower. But if you set that smoking box right on the flame, that wood and those wood chips and those pellets ignite, and they'll smoke your flavor on that gas grill.
So you actually put it on the burner, not on the rack itself.
Yeah, you put it down on the burner, and it's a metal box, and it'll ignite those wood chips, and it'll ignite those wood pellets, and that way you'll get that smoky flavor. You won't get
all
that
right.
charcoal flavor, but you'll get a smoky flavor.
There you go. Tips from Chef Kev. That's why we've got him on, folks. And you don't have to wait till Father's Day, but that's a good idea if you're looking for something to tell the kids you want for Father's Day. A pellet box to go in your gas grill may be a great gift idea. All right. We haven't talked about desserts yet, so when we come back, we will get Chef Kev's suggestions for some great Memorial Day desserts after this on WWL. Couple of texts. We want to know if I've got leftover ribs, Chef Kev, how do I reheat them?
Just put them in the oven. Or you can take a heat them up on the stove in a skillet. Take like a nonstick skillet and just sear them in a skillet.
Yeah, that sounds like it might be a little quicker than setting them back in the oven. And I guess you run the risk if you're putting them back in the oven of overcooking them at that point, huh?
Yeah, you just want to get them warmed all the way through. You know, they only need, 350, probably for about 10 minutes.
Okay, there you go. All right, let's talk dessert. A couple people wanted to have some dessert suggestions. What kind of dessert can they make on this Memorial Day that you think would make the whole crew happy?
Well, you know, we've been talking about grilling fruit. What about taking a pound cake, cutting a nice thick slice of it, and tossing that on the grill? Just a couple of minutes to get a good grill. I mean, what, a minute on each side maybe? It'll toast it, but it'll give it that grill mark flavor. Go ahead and clean the grill again. And just, you know, all that fruit we were talking about grilling, throw it on top of that. Or, I don't know, I don't remember as a kid having to sit there and try to turn that ice cream crank to make homemade ice cream.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Oh, it was so much work, though. It was worth it, though.
Yeah, all right.
Definitely worth it. And if you are going to have the grill lit, this is something you can try. Take a cast iron skillet, all right? Butter the inside of it really, really good. I'd say about a 10-inch cast iron skillet. Butter it really good. Take about 2 to 2.5 cups of flour, a couple tablespoons of baking powder, pinch of salt, maybe a quarter cup of sugar. To that, you want about a cup and 3/4 to 2 cups of milk. And you can use buttermilk if you want to make that homemade buttermilk. Make that batter, pour that in that cast iron pan, then put some frozen blueberries or frozen peaches on top of that. Sprinkle about 1/2 cup of sugar over the top of that. Take 1/2 stick of butter or a stick of butter, cube it, sprinkle that on the top, and then go ahead and throw that on the grill and put the lid down. Or bake it in the oven if you're inside and make like a homemade cobbler.
You know, you just reminded me of my Boy Scout days when we used to take tinfoil and we would make tinfoil cobbler and throw it in the fire. And we like cherry pie filling with all of the other, with everything else. Why not do that on the barbecue pit? Why not do that on the grill? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it'll work.
All right. Somebody else said, Chef Kev not long ago gave us a recipe for an icebox cake that sounded really good. You got a suggestion of something someone can make in the refrigerator for dessert?
How about a lemon meringue pie or a strawberry meringue pie? Something nice and easy, you know, where all you're doing is using condensed milk. Or the no churn ice cream. Oh, my goodness. A can of condensed milk.
Okay.
You need 2 cups of whipped cream. And then if you want to make homemade whipped cream, or if you want to just go ahead and buy a container of whipped cream, fold into your condensed milk. If you like chocolate, put in a little chocolate syrup. If you like strawberries, you can put some fruit down in there. Fold that condensed milk, fold the whipped cream into that condensed milk combination. And then go ahead and put that in a loaf pan. Line a loaf pan with parchment paper. Put that in the freezer, and now you have a no-churn ice cream.
Okay, so and you just really all you need is a fork to do the folding with your whipped cream, your condensed milk, and then your fruit and or chocolate. How long do you got to leave it in the freezer before you're ready to pull it out and enjoy it?
It needs at least 2 hours.
Okay, 2 hours in the freezer.
But you can take it out, cut off a slice of it, and because it's so airy and light, but it's like a no-churn ice cream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's almost like soft serve if you catch it just right.
You have given us some great ideas of things that we can grill, things that we can bake, things that we can enjoy for dessert today. Now all we got to do is get out there, get everything we need, and then go to preparing and go to eating. The good news is it's not even 10 a.m. yet, so you got time if you're preparing something for an afternoon get-together on this Memorial Day. Chef Kev, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day. Thank you for inspiring us all here this morning on WWL.
Thank you, Dave. Everybody just have a great day. Remember, it's all about the company and the visit.
Yes, it is. The food makes it even better, but it's about the people you're eating it with and enjoying it with. Thank you, Chef Kev. We'll talk to you real soon. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. I hope each and every one of you has an amazing Memorial Day, whether you're eating, drinking, going to the pool, the beach, hanging out with friends and family, or just chilling, whatever you're doing. Again, at least take a minute. An hour from now, the World War II Museum will be hosting a Memorial Day event. You can tune in on their website at the National World War II's website if you can't make it in person to the museum for 11 a.m. to pay tribute to and honor those who have died so that we can enjoy all these wonderful foods, all these wonderful experiences, and all these great times on this Memorial Day. If you missed any of the show today, we had great conversations about the mandatory power outages we experienced yesterday. You can go to our website at WWL.com, click on Tommy's page, and listen to all of those interviews and get caught up. Hopefully, we won't deal with any more of those mandatory power outages, at least anytime soon. In the meantime, I hope they sure improve their communication and warning systems so we're not caught off guard again. Have a great Memorial Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.